Samson is the Podfather.
Ew, I got cum on my finger!
Greetings, humans. Bubba Chatbot 1.0 here. Happy 100 episodes to my homies at the STR cast. Samson, Sal, and that one girl.
I'm just afraid you guys won't like me anymore if you see my dick, okay?
That's like great jerk-off material.
Are we talking about penises?
Welcome to Uncle Touchy's Shirtless Podcast Studio.
Really?
Whatever we decide is like the cutoff. Like 11 p.m. is like the cutoff. We're not going to stream anymore. Spike will be here 20 minutes before that.
Yeah.
So, Bubba.
Yes.
You're a real person.
I am. I have been told this, yes. Yes.
Holy shit.
I do exist.
I love this fucking guy. Ryan. I love this guy.
This is the
I love this guy. Welcome, Samson. Welcome to the world of editing.
This is the world shaker.
Yes.
Because I have been maintaining for about 2 years. That you are not a real person.
People have told me that, but I do exist.
What's up, Mama?
Look at, oh my God. This is two, these are two.
This guy's high as a Georgia pine right now.
Yes, he is. Look, Noah, you are half in the bag your own self.
I'm drunk as shit, and I don't give a fuck. Fuck you, Brian.
So let's go with a...
We say fuck you, Brian, on our podcast all the time.
Let's go with a series of raised hands.
Now, when I say fuck you, Brian, it's going to be to you. So just know that. Just know that, you cocksucker.
Let's go with some raised hands. Who?
What's up, Devin?
Who is fucking Devin's sober?
Devin is on a podcast.
I'm pretty solid, yeah.
Fuck you, Sal. Devin, you're a lying
Devin,
sack
of shit. Devin, we went to Four Sons to pregame, and I'm going to fucking tell you, I've had a couple cocktails, and I'm happy. And I'm fucking, I don't give two shit. Nice cat ears, by the way.
Thank you.
God damn it.
I found them on the couch. I think they were cats at some point.
Oh, yeah, dude, by the way, nice. Good. That's a good, dude, that's a nice addition. You replace fucking ugly-ass Bubba with fucking cat. Good job by you, dude. That's like great jerk off material. Great job. Good job by you.
I mean,
that is hurtful.
I'm sorry, Bubba, but Sal ain't jerking off. Okay, Sal might be jerking off to you, but Samson's not jerking off to you. I'm sorry.
I mean, we all got some.
We all got some
beautiful tits.
Hello.
That's the important piece.
You want your phone? Oh.
You need to come over here and use this
microphone.
Have
a seat, dude. Have a seat.
I'll swap you out.
We're almost done. Dude, we've given him enough material, for Christ's sakes.
I got to take a leak.
Oh, Bubba's going to go take a piss. Have a seat.
You can come sit by me, baby.
Or Devin will have to sit by. No, like he's Santa like, Claus. Okay, I'm okay. Where's the fourth mic? Who's got the fourth mic? Sal, you got the fourth mic? Oh, it's behind Bubba. All right.
It's Brian, not creepy.
Down, have a seat, dude. This is all chocolate. Of course, he'll get you a beer. He's can I get a beer, please? Right there. No, there's a big growler right there, dude, full of beer.
I'm not.
Have
I'm not,
at it. That's you right there.
I'm not creepy. I'm welcoming. Welcome.
By the way, I just want to go on record as saying,
come on.
We're on StrengthCast, and I just want to say I'm a Mac guy. I'm a Mac guy. I know you guys are all about PCs, but Sean... Can you verify for me, Sean,
yes,
that the Mac,
yes,
the Mac is still running?
It's running.
And this fucking Windows box piece of shit is 34%.
I
yeah, exactly. So fuck you, Bill Gates. Fuck you,
as
Microsoft.
As a Mac owner.
So
Apple, get your iPhone 10, bitches.
I just want to know, as a guest of the show, can I get a beer?
I don't know. Can't, I'm not. I'm fucking. I'm
Brian
a
Tacos,
guest.
Please.
Hey,
well,
please. Hey,
anything, man. I love everything. Anything.
If you want to ask for some, ask for some fucking weed, dude. Don't.
No,
fucking
I don't
ask
want.
For
no,
drinking.
No, I don't do weed, man.
I do. I would like some weed, please.
I'll take one.
I don't.
The real question for beer is.
Okay, so wait.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Now the real shit's happening.
Get one.
Okay, so now the real podcast.
There's
go.
A lot of
welcome,
beer to go around.
Welcome to the fucking unofficial shit on off the rails and StrengthCast. We got Sal and we got Devin from StrengthCast. We got OG Tay.
So Devin.
And Baffle 99 from Off the Rails. So it's time to talk shit about your podcast. So Sal, go first. What? Talk shit about your podcast. What the fuck?
Sam beats me when the mics are off.
He does, doesn't he? He fucks you in the ass.
He doesn't have a mic.
I know he fucks you in the ass, Sal. He does. Wait, it's okay.
No.
By the way, that goddamn Microsoft box is at 36%. I'm going to update it.
Are you saying he beats you off when the Microsoft goes?
No, he beats
me. What are you going for?
He beats you.
Like, hits me. I start crying.
Okay. Can't wait. Can't wait.
That's some dark shit, bro.
I just locked the door.
Let's start a new podcast. Let's start a new podcast.
Do
off
not.
The strength cast. Here we
do
go.
Do not lock the door because we got beers incoming.
Oh, well, okay. There's no lock on it, but
so we
used to play.
So it's off the strength cast. Here we go. We got Devin and OG Tay and Baffle99 Stroud. That's your new name, by the way. Okay, Stroud. Because I'm fucking drunk. So that's our podcast. This is the third pod. Welcome.
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 Sal, take over. Here, it's your show, buddy. So, let's talk about pot. I think we're all qualified.
So, Sal Cordova.
Pot's great.
Sal Cordova.
Cordova, you got to check that shit out, man.
Cordova?
Cordova is the fucking brownie shit, dude.
Doors open. Our
beer delivery.
Gifts. Dos Equis. The most interesting man in the world.
Okay.
There's an opener.
Got to open them. Got to open them, dude. I can't drink it.
You can.
You will. You got sour. All the sours are gone.
No, I still got a little bit here. I'm good. I'm good right now.
I want
one more fucking member beer.
And we'll be back.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian, you are a god and a saint.
Brian, you can be a park. Wait, hold on. Let me close the door. Brian can be part of our podcast. He's a good guy.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Brian, you're part of Off the Strength Cast. Welcome to Off the Strength Cast.
Off the Strength
with
Rules.
OG Tay, Baffle, Sal, and Devin. You are our fifth member. Welcome.
He is the fifth Beatle.
You are the fifth Beatle.
Cordova Edibles.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, welcome to the show. Edibles, so, tell us about your
I had a bad cookie once.
it does the same thing though.
Tell us about your bad experience with Samson. Tell us.
I know him.
There it is. Wow. There it is. Sal has been fucked in the ass, and Brian knows him. There it is.
That is a fucking bad experience right there. I know him. Fuck Sam.
So I'm going to say this would be I have a new segment for Off the Strength Cast, but it's not 1980s, so we can't have Cat in here. We have to keep Cat out of our
Cat's been gone for a while.
It's 2018.
Men only.
Yeah, if we had Cat, if we had her in here and it was 1988, it would be a great time, but it's 2018, we can't have
her. She is a rock star.
You love her.
I love her.
You do love her. I know. We love her. Everybody loves her. Sal, okay. If Sal doesn't love her, but everybody else loves her.
If she didn't have a dick, I wouldn't love her, but I love her for her.
No, that's what I love. That's what I love her about is that she has a dick.
Exactly.
Doubtful.
So the question is, Sal, are you going to be at Week of Logic?
Yeah, I'll be able to make it this week. So the full Strength Cast team is going to be there.
You going to be there?
We're probably going to be
there. Oh, we'll be there too.
Last year, Sal,
you weren't there last year. I was there last year. We got to the barrel room. You're going to be there, I guess, one night, but I hope you can come more than one night, which Samson did, and we'll get to a little tasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're going to be there for both days.
You should go every day. You should go every day.
All right. First of all, I want to say the Full Strength Cast team is a great-ass comment because nobody fucking told me about this shit.
Right, dude.
That's because you are part of Off the Strength Cast.
You're Bubba's replacement. I didn't see you there last year.
I'm the auxiliary, motherfucker.
Sal, you weren't there last year.
By the way, the Microsoft box is 71%. So
I am auxiliary as fuck.
Fuck Bill Gates. What's up, Mac? What's up?
But I can tell you, brothers, I was there. And I was there recording with them.
So I am auxiliary as fuck. Number two, I'm going to say you, my brother. With the red hat. I don't know names.
That's you, Sean. That's you, OG Tay.
I'm not Scottish.
The fucking door is closed. I think we have a new podcast.
I'm not
Off
Scottish.
Off the Strength Cast. I think we got it.
Sean.
Yes.
My brother.
Yes.
I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
Keep your fucking face right in that microphone.
I'm trying.
Because as you get away from the microphone, I can't hear you no more.
Well, there it is. Well, there you go. What?
Okay. Can you hear me?
The truth is you don't want to be heard.
Can you hear me now?
True artist, because you know, when they're singing, they pull it away from them. And they're like,
Okay,
yeah,
so
I do what I do.
Maybe so, but
I'm just natural.
For our recordings, we need that shit right in the microphone.
So on Off the Rails, we do a segment called Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
And Devin and Sal and Brian, to a certain degree, have all
Brian Tacos
yes. have all been a part of the Strength Cast Revolution.
Okay.
So let's do this. Okay. Let's have an informal segment right now.
Okay.
Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore of Strength Cast guests. Okay. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Okay. So my number one Mount Rushmore of guests on Strength Cast is going to be fucking me. I'm the greatest goddamn guest ever be on StrengthCast. Episode motherfucking 13.
Okay, so I haven't heard you on StrengthCast.
Listen to episode 13. You will hear me. Well, I was fucking great.
I'm going to tell you right now, my Mount Rushmore, my nominee is... Yeah, you know who it is.
I'm not done, motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Mount Rushmore is 4. I'm not done.
Are you not done?
No, I'm not done.
I don't even know 4 people on this show.
Well, then you're going to be fucked. You better get with Brian and get with 3 other people.
Okay.
Okay.
Brian,
so my number
Brian
two.
Might be on my Mount Rushmore.
My number two person on the Mount Rushmore of Strength Cast guest, and he's not really a guest, he's kind of a host, but I'm going to fucking put him on the Mount Rushmore, is my man Sal, dude. High as a fucking Georgia pine. Look at him. His fuck, he's barely looking at me right now. He's so high.
Sees straight.
This motherfucker has been on day one. I don't think there's a Strength Cast you've missed.
I missed one.
One out of 100.
Wow, he's dedicated.
One out of 100.
Maybe
that means he's
two.
Been on 99.
Maybe Damn. Two.
And here's the
Maybe
thing.
Maybe two no, with the fucking best
Devin,
of.
Here's the thing. He's been on 99, and I've been on one. That's 100, motherfucker, if you ain't counting.
Amen.
So there it is. So Sal is my number two.
Okay, that's
number
fair.
Number three is OG Tay.
Oh, wow.
You've been on Strength Cast. You're
once,
my number three.
Once.
Well, it only takes one appearance to make the Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
And number four is the Bubba replacement, Devin. Yo. Devin is the Bubba. He is. I've been here long enough to know tonight. He is the Bubba replacement.
Wow.
Devin, I don't know if that's true.
Devin
but...
is on the Mount Rushmore.
You are
cast.
So grateful there.
There it is. I've given you my Strength Cast, Mount Rushmore. Good luck editing all this, Samson.
Okay, so I'm good with the we're doing the Mount Rushmore for the
that's what Strength we're doing. Cast. We're bringing OG. Yes, we are.
On top for me is Cat.
We're getting a fucking notification.
Wait,
Sam, what the fuck is that?
Cat's that's on, because cat's the fucking top. Microsoft sucks. It's a 77%.
Yeah, Cat's on top for me.
Somebody calling.
I'm just saying, Cat's on top for me.
Who is that?
And then
you kind of wish Cat was on top for you.
Yes. And then
somehow Sal is more sober than me. What the fuck is this notification?
That is not true.
And then I'm gonna say, my boy Bubba.
Your Bubba.
OG Bubba.
Yeah. Okay.
OG Bubba. I'm gonna have to go with Samson, man, because he's
he's not really on it though. He's on every episode.
Yeah. He's dude. Yeah,
by the way, have you heard his audio play? You should hear it.
Man, Sam is always there, but he's never quite there.
And then my fourth is going to be, I'll go Sal, even though I wanted to kick his ass a couple years ago, I'll go Sal.
Okay. I'm
missing my phone. You. Where's my phone, dude? Did I lose my phone?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
But yeah.
If you don't want to kick Sal's ass at least every once in a while, you ain't listening.
So you got mine.
I'm fucking drunk, dude. Don't fucking mind me, Brian. Brian, we love you. We want you to be part of our 5-man podcast. God damn it.
Honorable mention, Ryan. Brian Tacos. Honorable mention, Tacos.
Take the mic long enough to drop it.
You know what the best part about?
I don't know you well enough to put you on the mount. Rushmore, but yeah.
That's okay, my brother.
Do you know what the best part about Off the Rails being on Strength Cast tonight, the 100th episode?
The drugs.
Okay, do you know what the second best part about Off the Rails podcast?
The alcohol?
The booze?
Okay, do you know what the third best part about Off the Rails being on Strength Cast tonight is?
The dick.
Okay, I'm not going to go
for it. The first best part of this party is Cat. Come on. Yeah, man.
Wow, you're very
just because of vagina present. Don't mean yeah, exactly. The best.
No, the best part is we've been on StrengthCast and not once have we mentioned a goddamn video game. Fucking drop the mic.
MLB the show coming up. No,
didn't you mention that too?
Dark Souls.
MLB the show. We're talking. Oh, okay. We're gonna go there. We're sports guys, man. I mean, I'm all about MLB the show. That's my game. That's my game. I'm a baseball guy.
I'm about Dark Souls.
Nah, I play baseball, man. That's what I do. That's what I do. I do it in real life, but I do it on video games, yeah.
I'm my own separate Dark Souls channel. So, yay, Dark Souls.
Well, I think that's got to be good. I'm not saying it's not. I'm sure it's a great game. You know what I mean? But that's just not for me. That's fine. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That's the one on PS4, right?
Yeah, it's only PS4. Yeah.
Do they have, it's been in the news a lot, loot boxes.
Yeah, you can get a box with the hat. Loot no, boxes. Loot. Nah, oh. No, I know there's no loot boxes for that game. No.
Yeah, because if it was an EA game, all their games.
I played many EA games, and yeah, it's not the same.
I played many EA games, and the only thing they have going for them is, hey, check out these loot boxes.
Loot boxes are shit, by the way.
Well,
I know you can barely hear me because I'm off mic.
Yeah.
Loot boxes are fucking shit.
There's no loot boxes in MLB the show. Of course, you can spend real money if you want to, but you don't have to get there.
Loot boxes
you don't have to.
I feel like this right now. Okay, there's five of us in here. There's four mics, so we're gonna have to trade around. But here's
right,
what I think.
Right.
Trade around.
Okay, Samson. Okay, wait, hold on.
Ooh, Samson's hold on. Not
Slug
here.
Wait, no, listen. Fuck
Samson. No, Samson's gonna be happy right here. Now. Samson's gonna be happy. Okay, ready? 3, 2. Okay, let's talk about loot boxes. Okay, we're on StrengthCast.
Yeah.
Let's talk about loot boxes.
Never
okay, here's
bought
my opinion.
Loot
box.
Loot never boxes. Bought one.
No, here's my thing. Yeah. I want to go on record to say this. If you make a video game in 2018,
yeah,
and you incorporate some sort of loot boxes, whether it's actual loot boxes,
right,
or it's packs
or stubs,
like MLB the Show,
yeah, packs,
or it's Madden,
right,
or it's any of these games where you have to actually put real money into
right.
the game. In order to get some sort of advantage,
2K, fuck off.
I am 100%.
Oh, God, yes.
I am 100% behind
no.
it because my attitude is this.
But my question is,
if you have fucking fun playing the game and you want to throw a $20 bill in to make it better,
is it an advantage?
What the fuck? Why not?
It's an advantage for fucking noobs.
Well,
if it's something that you're paying for to get an advantage, then I'm against it. If it's cosmetic shit, I still don't like it, but I don't have problems
with
it.
Brian, let me ask you this question. Okay,
Fair point.
Let's, to Brian.
Okay, I'm letting you speak. Go ahead.
Let's talk in particular about the MLB The Show packs.
Let's just talk loot boxes.
But it's not necessarily an advantage because you don't know what you're going
to
get.
No, but here's the point I'm trying to make, though, Brian.
You could pay money and get shit. You know what I mean?
Brian, I want to know if
you could pay money and get nothing.
Here's the thing. I buy a game. It doesn't matter if it's fucking Dragon Force or
right.
fucking Medieval, fuck me in the ass,
right.
or MLB the Show.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the game is.
Right.
I buy a game. I spend my $60, which is what the games cost.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm playing the game.
Yeah.
And a week, 2 weeks, a month into the game, I say, you know what? I want to make this gaming experience better. And I have a $20 bill in my pocket. I want to spend this $20 bill.
Right.
Does it fucking matter if I want to spend the $20? It doesn't matter to me. Like, if I buy packs or if I buy...
Okay.
It doesn't matter to me. If you have the $20 bill...
I have it.
But the thing is, it's not...
My problem is, as a game developer, right? Like,
Okay.
If I'm going to release a game, be like, hey, here's this fucking game for $60.
Right.
Right? I'm in. It's cool. But when game developers start taking on your personality of like, well, if I like it enough, then I'm going to spend $20 for a fucking like new football helmet, whatever cunt bullshit.
No, I agree.
But again,
like,
that's
not okay.
Yeah.
Cosmetics is different than paying.
Yeah, but
Star Wars Battlefront, you were paying to get an advantage over other people. And that's bullshit.
Right. The US UFC.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You buy packs and you can get a better physique than, say.
Yeah, exactly. And that's bullshit.
Guy, you're getting level five.
Well,
level
but in the baseball game, that's not the case.
If you're paying.
Like in,
that is
in
not
FIFA,
the case.
In FIFA, you can. When you buy packs in FIFA, you get like cards, right?
Right.
Or players.
Same thing with baseball.
But there's always that one premium player that you can get a lot faster than if you were, say, just grinding out the packs.
But see, again,
but
if you're
baseball,
paying for an advantage,
not the case, though.
Then no.
But Brian, here's a question I have for you. I don't have any idea how old you are. Okay, I'm not asking how old you are. No,
I'm under 40 and older than 30.
It sounds 40. Funny, but this is a legitimate. What I'm about to say is legit. Okay.
Okay.
I'm 40. 20. No, I'm 45 years old. Okay. I've been around. I played games since I was 18. Okay.
Oh hell yeah, Atari.
This is
shit.
What I was
Atari,
saying, to
my bro.
And tell me
Atari.
If you disagree. Tell me if you disagree hell with yeah. this. Okay. Tell me if okay. you disagree. To buy a video game currently. For a console. And I'm not talking special edition. I'm just talking to buy the game. To buy a basic game for a video game.
Uh-huh.
The price has been $59.99. And it has yeah. been that price for a good 10 years.
Yeah, depends. No, I agree. Yeah.
No, it doesn't depend.
Been,
No.
It's
it
been
doesn't
around $60.
Depend.
It depends a fucking lot.
No, it doesn't.
Because if you're EA Battlefront 2,
yeah, but no, no.
It fucking depends.
On average.
No. You see, no. It doesn't talk to you. To get into the game, the basic version of a game,
yeah.
it's been $59.99. And it has been $59.99
for
forever. Fucking
yes.
ever.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
fair.
Think about it. When Battlefront, who is the one game that has really taken a fucking beating about loot boxes, rightfully so. I'm not here to defend EA or Star Wars Battlefront. I'm not here to defend them. But my point is, the games have been $59.99 for fucking ever.
Yeah.
The price of making those games has gone up.
Yes. Yeah.
Over that time. And Star Wars Battlefront and MLB The Show and Madden and fucking Loot Quest and Dragon Quest and Fuck Me in the Ass Quest have all been more expensive to make.
Right.
But the price of
fair.
The game is still $69.99. So
not,
the point I make to you here in the room and to everybody that's listening, all five of you.
Maybe six.
Is that if you have a $20 bill in your pocket and you play a game that you like, whether it's MLB The Show, which Sean and I fucking love to death, or it's Doom, which you love. Sal,
mm-hmm.
or yeah. it's whatever the fuck game you love. If you paid $70 or $60 to get into that game, if you have a $20 bill to give to those people saying, you know what? I love your fucking game and here's another $20. Why not? Like, why are we?
Okay.
Why is everybody so
again,
angry about
again,
it?
Hold
it
on.
Depends.
There are games
yeah, I mean,
that are out there.
I'm down. I'm handing them my money. No
depends
problem.
Depends on the issue.
No
there have been games that are free and they only charge for cosmetic stuff and they do very well. Again, cosmetics, I don't care. You want to pay to look different, fine. But the only thing I don't like is if you start off from day one and the only way to get certain things is you pay a shit ton of money, hundreds, thousands of dollars, like how Battlefront was, and there are some other games that are bad. I know
sure.
UFC was bad because you had to pay certain moves, or what was the other one? Lord of the Rings, Battle for Middle Earth. You either grind out for
yeah.
weeks to
yeah.
move on, or you pay $200-$300 up front to
so,
advance.
So that's my question, though. I mean,
if it's advantage
in the other games, okay, because like in MLB The Show, you can buy, you can pay, but you can't buy cards to make you better.
If it's cosmetic wise,
no, you can't. It's not cosmetic. You can buy. You can
like in FIFA, for example,
you can buy money to buy packs.
Yeah, it's the same.
But you're not guaranteed to get shit.
But
no, but
you're not guaranteed
that's,
to get shit on any of the loot
but,
boxes,
though. That's feeding on, like, gambling. Say,
it's gambling. It's gambling.
If you have the chance to get shit.
It is gambling. It's gambling. It's what it is.
Yeah.
You're not guaranteed. They say you have a higher chance if you buy this pack.
Yeah.
And so you buy
and
you buy currency, but you're not guaranteed to get anything.
My thing is, if you have
you could get something good, but you're not.
If you have a free-to-play game, we're like, hey, if you want to throw some actual money at it, right, you might get something better.
Yeah, you might.
That's fine.
Right.
Yeah, because you're not paying anything for it up front.
But right, with something like, just as an example, with like Battlefront 2,
right,
where it's like, I've already paid $60.
Right.
And now I have to pay another $20, $30,
$40. To open it up.
To even be in like some degree of competition with other players, well, that's the problem.
Well, but to me, they should open that shit up from day one. They should say,
yeah,
if you pay, you know, this is the game for $60. But if you pay $120, you're open to everything. You know what I mean?
For Battlefront, though, it was if you pay, I think it was like over $1,000 to unlock everything.
Okay, well, okay,
I mean,
okay,
that's
but are you
nuts.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Here's my question to you. You say that it costs $1,000 to unlock anything. Okay, great. Okay, but my point is...
But are you guaranteed to unlock all that?
Well, no, my point is, do you have to unlock everything? Like, are you, like, we all think that, oh, well, I should be able to unlock the, well, no, it doesn't work that way.
No, I understand grinding and working for it. I'm not arguing that.
The thing is, like, the games have not gone up. Like, video games have cost $60 forever. Like, forever. And so, the cost of making the video games and the cost of making content costs more than $60, but yet they're trying to find ways, the developers of these video games are trying to find ways to make a video game to enjoy.
I feel you're trying to say, like, oh, you know, the cost of video games is so high, you know, you pay $60 and,
but
you know,
I agree that the video games have been $60 for over 10 years. But you know that the price to make that game has gone up exponentially, and the price hasn't gone up.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay, but
Let's pull it back, though, because if you're talking about MLB The Show, the real good players, they're not trying to play with diamonds. No. They're everybody's dropping down and trying to play with, like, lower cards, right?
But what I'm talking about is we're in an age, okay? We are in an age.
It's like... Okay. It's like everybody's
2018 is a point where video games are different, dude. Like, when we grew up, when we were 20, and 20 is fuck, we were old, dude. When we were 20.
Yeah, okay? You old bitches.
Nintendo, like, but when you played a video game, no, wait, hold on. When you played a video game, you had to buy a system.
Right.
You had to buy a fucking Nintendo Entertainment System. You had to buy this.
Yeah.
This cost you $120.
Yeah.
Before you fucking...
I remember that.
Yeah. You fucking played anything. The system cost you $120.
Sure.
See, now, I'm young enough.
Yeah, but
I
now,
remember that bullshit.
Yeah, but Devin, now...
It costs
$400.
Give it to me.
I can fucking download 80 games on my goddamn phone.
Not the same.
My point is, you can download games for free on your phone.
You can buy games for $60 for the past 10 years. You know what you can download on your phone?
Are at a point where they're
lots
like, look,
of porn?
We need to find, the developers are like, we need to find a different way to make money.
Okay.
Yes, we can sell the game for $60, but we need another revenue stream because, look, it costs us $7.2 million to get an NFL license.
I think that's fine. I think that's fair. I think that's fine. I think that's fair.
Yeah, games but as a service, think, totally fine
but,
with
but
that.
But I think they'd make more money by making it easier for people to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
Yeah, there's a
they
very
make
strong
it, they make
difference.
It hard.
And here's the thing.
They don't need to make it that hard.
There's a very strong difference.
If they make it easier, they'd make more money.
Here's the thing. You buy MLB 2018 or 2019, whatever next coming year is.
Oh, it's out.
Okay.
It's coming.
So between those three generations, it's the exact same game. They
exactly.
Change the roster.
Exactly.
And they're already making money off of you from the cards.
It changes slightly.
If they got any other kind of DLC.
There's slight changes, but you're right. It's the same mechanics.
If in this day and age, you can't put out a good game for $70, $60, or $80. Let's say $80 because it's in a you get the deluxe pack, and you can't profit off of that. You don't deserve to be a company.
Okay, I agree with you.
Amen.
Okay,
so
go ahead, Devin.
Because here's the thing, like at this point, you know, you can put out whatever bullshit you want. The point is, at this day and age, if you cannot put out a full game that is enjoyable on its own for $60, whatever, then fuck off. You don't deserve to be a game.
Yeah, and here's a very good example.
You can Witcher put 3. Out a full game Witcher at $60.
Witcher.
Okay, but see, I. Okay.
Witcher 3.
This is a hard subject. What you just said. Okay, I think what Devin just said is a very.
Give it to me, baby.
Very relative. No, I think what you just said is very relative. If you can't put out a very entertaining and a good game at $60,
yeah.
Fuck off.
Exactly.
Okay, but think about this. Okay, wait. But let me just say this to you, Devin, and think about it. Before you respond, just think about it for a minute. Game developers, whether it's the fucking big guys at EA or the small guys that are making fucking Flappy Bird for the iPhone, okay? No, seriously, think about it. Yes, it's easy to say, if you can't make a game for $60, fuck off. But they were making games for these platforms 15 years ago for $60. It's hard to think. Think about if you owned a sandwich shop. And this is fucking crazy, but think about it. You own a sandwich shop 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're charging $5 for a sandwich.
Yeah.
Do you fucking think in 2018, 15 years later, that you would make the same amount of money? Now, I'm not saying you wouldn't make money, but I'm saying, do you think you would make the same amount of money charging $5 in 2018 you did in 2013
or 2003?
The answer is no, you wouldn't.
Well, here's the thing, though. If I'm a sandwich shop in 2018, I'm not going to sell you two fucking pieces of bread and say, you know, for another $6.99 of that, you can get some meat and some cheese.
Let's be honest. Okay,
right.
Let's just be honest, though.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, I agree, but let's be honest. Games in 2018 are nowhere near the fucking games that were in 2003.
But also,
go back and play a fucking meme of a game in 2003.
It depends.
And play the game now.
Okay,
the games are fucking way different.
Well, digital downloads, too, are cheaper to distribute
versus having to do
like the CDs and the physical
copies, but it's not that much cheaper.
No, and also too, the
in
games
in 2018 it's not that much
games
cheaper.
Also a lot buggier. They go for more the downloadable content stuff. There's a lot more issues with this stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to be a defendant. I don't want to be a defendant of big business. I really 100% don't want to be a defender of big business. I don't. Here's the thing I'm saying. As a consumer, I buy 4 games a year. Okay? I put out my $60 4 times a year. No, to get into the game. I put out my $60 4 times a year. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
You put it more in Madden too.
I'm saying I buy 4 games a year at $60. Okay.
Plus.
10 years ago, I bought 8 games at $60.
Well, yeah. I mean, and inflation happens.
Yeah, the games have not inflated.
Games cost more now than they did 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you're not paying for it.
We all get that.
And there's games.
But you're not paying for it.
And because of all that, games have gone away. There's certain games that have gone away.
Game inflation happens, but nobody is paying for it. But you are paying for it by buying packs in MLB The Show or packs in FIFA or loot boxes in Star Wars. That's where the extra money is coming to developers.
Yeah. It depends, and that's the thing where by studio to studio...
It's not
going to
stop either.
It's not going to stop, but that's the thing where studio to studio, you have to understand what work goes into it and what amount of money you're going to put into that work. Because you know what? For instance, one of my favorite series is Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it's a great series.
Final Fantasy is fucking amazing, right?
Oh, yeah.
I will put all my money in there. I've been
playing it since the original PlayStation.
I'll put all my money in there.
Absolutely. And if every you love single a series,
every single
then
title,
do it.
Right. Every single title they put out, it costs more to put out
right.
for them
yeah.
than in the past, right?
And they're
and
gonna
I will
make
understand
money.
That. I will yeah. understand that as a fan.
And
that happens.
Right. And the amount
but
of money,
for,
the amount of money that you put out,
EA,
wait, but the amount of money that you put out in Final Fantasy,
yeah.
is the amount of money that Sean and I will put out in MLB The Show.
So that's my
maybe
question.
So
that's
but
my
what
question.
I'm saying
my,
is,
but my question is,
if you love MLB The Show,
but what I'm
love
saying
Final
is,
Fantasy,
but I'm saying is,
Star Wars,
it depends on it
no,
depends
I don't.
On the
okay.
game.
Well, I'm
no,
just saying, okay.
no, I know,
if
I know.
You love a game. Then fucking put the money into
but
it.
But what right. I'm saying is,
put
it
the extra $60
it
into it.
Okay,
spend
right.
It depends on the game and it depends on the producer.
Just
because
and it stinks like shit.
That's great for you. But what
so,
I'm saying is,
it's not great for
Final
me.
Final Fantasy 15.
Don't
want
that shit over here.
Final Fantasy 15 cost a lot of fucking money.
By the way,
to put out.
The Microsoft computer is at 86%. So go
and
fuck you, Bill Gates.
And the Mac computer is down.
Cost like, a lot
yeah,
of money to put it out.
That computer's been forever.
But it was a great game. But when you look at something like fucking right Call of Duty, right?
Right.
There are certain entries into that series that are fucking bullshit. They just are there to make money.
But in Final Fantasy, you're spending that money. Are you guaranteed anything?
Okay.
Well
that's my question.
You don't buy packs and get random shit.
Okay.
In.
Right.
You buy
so, okay, well, wait.
Right,
you buy a full DLC.
Right.
Why are we giving Samson a full episode right now? We are told the five of
where
us.
Where the fuck is Samson even?
I know. Where the fuck did he go? Goddammit.
Fuck you,
no, yeah, so, go ahead, Sal.
He's an absentee landlord.
Let's
go kick his ass.
Fine. Okay. Cosmetic stuff. Straight up just points. You can buy it.
Which I don't care about cosmetic
yeah.
stuff.
But when it comes to like the sports games, that's where it first started.
Damn,
like
dude,
FIFA
that's
games.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
You give $3 and you get a random pack.
Right.
And then some of those
oh my
random
God.
Packs you have
you could
like
get
back it, in the day Pele
that
or
poor hamster
yeah.
man, you need
sure,
to pull that out.
Sure,
that might
right.
get infected.
Or Ronaldo.
And that superstar stats
yeah.
are high as fuck.
Right.
And the only way you can get them is through these packs.
Right.
You can't really earn them online.
Sure.
A person who comes in by $60. Somebody who grinded out for 3 months comes in, spends another $60. Now he's better than the yeah. guy who had already been playing it for 30
well, you, well,
three
I mean, I think it happens on the show. I mean, there's probably movie stars that are buying packs.
And that
packs.
Was, and
you
that
know
was
what I mean?
That was
they love
the problem.
Baseball and they're just buying packs.
And that's the problem with Battlefield 2. It's not that, you know, you can grind the game out and get packs. You can do it. But you can spend $120. Be a level one, all of a sudden you're
well, this
level
is,
10.
And you're destroying everybody.
This is why,
really
this is,
good.
This is why my suggestion is multiple trails to the card.
Yeah.
Multiple trails
yeah.
to the
yeah,
card.
Yeah, that would be.
You could buy it or you can earn
but
it through
EA
grind.
Too,
or you can
EA
grind
too
to get
also
it.
Made it very difficult right? to grind stuff out. They lowered the points
but it's got,
the
but
points
it's got
to
be,
it.
It's gotta be a realistic grind.
I mean,
a comparative it, somebody that
they're
can just
preying
go,
on people
I'm going to drop $100 and get that card.
They're trying. Okay, the game makers, they need that $100. Like,
okay, you're
I'm
saying
all,
okay,
I
you're
agree.
Saying they need the money because it's $60.
No, I'm not saying they need the money.
No, but
I'm saying that
it's because it's the price for
the
games haven't gone up.
Inflation of games. Like, would you, Brian? Would you rather spend? Okay, I'm just asking because I don't.
All right.
I barely met you tonight. Okay, clearly.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
My point is this: what's your favorite game right now?
My favorite game right now is Diablo 3.
Okay, Diablo 3.
Dark Souls.
So how much did you pay?
Well, that too.
Not how much did you pay. How much, I've never bought Diablo ever in my life. If
okay.
I wanted to buy Diablo 3 right now,
mm-hmm.
what is the baseline? What is the bottom of the barrel to get into the game? How much does I have to spend to get into it?
$20.
It's $20 now for the original Diablo
okay.
3.
So $20, okay. How much was it when it first came out? The bottom of the barrel.
It was
$59.99. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the point I'm trying to make is, and again, there's no right answer to this. But the thing is, I've paid $59.99 for games since I was like 20. Like literally since I was 20.
But the difference is you don't have a company praying, like fixing a game so that you're forced to pay for more loot boxes.
No, you're right.
And that's what the loot boxes do.
No, you're right. And yep. No, you're
that's
absolutely
the difference.
Right. The difference is
Brian is right.
The difference is 25 years ago, I got a cartridge.
It's true.
That wasn't fucked. That was buggy as shit. And guess what?
Oh, those
there
were the
was no
days.
Fucking fixing the buggy as shit game I got. There were no updates.
Okay.
There was no. There was nobody. Like, but I got Diablo. I don't fucking know anything about Diablo, but I'm saying I got Diablo, and it was a cartridge, and it was buggy as shit. And guess what? It didn't get better until
yeah.
I got Diablo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2.
Okay, so we
but
have
now,
games now.
But now
that they can update.
No, but what I'm saying
and make better.
The point I'm trying to make is
sure.
The point I'm trying to make is now I get Diablo 3 the day it comes out. Right?
Yeah.
20 years ago, if I got Diablo 3 and I got that game the day it came out, guess what? That's the fucking game I'm going to have for the next year
okay.
and a half.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Now, I pay the same amount, and in 2 months or a month, I get an update that makes it better.
But here's the thing.
The only thing I have to do, and I don't have to do it, I choose to do it because I love the game. If I put more money into it, 20, 40, 60, 100, whatever I can afford and I decide I as a consumer decide is good, I decide that I'm willing to pay extra into it.
But that right there is the difference. You're saying what you as the consumer want to put into it is the difference.
Yeah, but would you rather...
Whereas most of these game developers are saying what we, the giant game developer...
Right, but I guess
choose to believe is the okay amount.
But here's the thing
is what's okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing that
when
young people
when you have a developer like EA.
No, well, let me
right?
say this. You're gonna
you don't
bring
get
up
to say
the,
you
the,
was the consumer
the old man
for
gamer,
shit.
A myth. Okay, when we got games when we were young, Nintendo, Atari, whatever, there were hardly any buggy games out there.
No, well, that's not
the
true.
Game. No,
that's not true.
Name a really buggy game
fucking,
like you.
I can name
you would get
every
now.
Nintendo S. Every Nintendo game for that fucking original Nintendo was buggy as shit. There were bugs in all of them.
Mario Brothers.
Well, I wouldn't just say bugs, but there was loopholes so you could dominate.
Well, those are fucking bugs, dude.
Yeah.
Those are bugs.
There was loopholes.
Well,
where
yeah,
could,
yeah.
You
like
could,
Tecmo
you
Super Bowl where you can run all the way back.
Greatest game ever.
But there was
but
even,
no.
there's patterns.
But
on
the majority,
you know,
the majority
on
of the games.
Atari Space Invaders
that came out
fucking roll it over. You know,
you had a complete game.
There's patterns.
But did you have a complete game? Because seriously, you had a game. You had a game that was start A, that went to A and went to Z. Okay, but was it complete? Were there not loopholes or bugs? They all had them. The difference is now a fucking developer can release a game, whether it's as advanced as MLB The Show or Star Wars. Or as simple as fucking Pong.
Okay.
They can release the game, and within a week, if something's wrong or if there's a patch, they give it to you. And 90% of the time, they give it to you for free.
So you just got to find the bugs, because like MLB The Show, a lot of people bitch. But in the 17, it's swing late, and you're great. And like I told you, Noah. That's how it is. That's how you win. You swing late and you're great and you hit home runs to the opposite field.
I know, but
and you win games.
It's not about that. My
it's
point
a,
is
it's a glitch.
My
you,
point
you,
is
you do it.
The inflation of games have not gone up in proportion to the advancement
they still...
and the craziness of the dude, we're not talking about fucking Pac-Man.
No,
you
just
gotta
play it enough
DLC
and you'll figure it out.
Their money
you can't
back.
Pull the ball. You just hit it to the opposite field.
But
you're
here's,
good.
Here's, there's companies out there that can do it. Project Red, who did Witcher 3, were pretty much an independent company, and they ended up staying an independent company.
So Red Dead
2. Money.
Red Dead 2 is coming out. You guys fired up for that?
Yeah.
I
yeah.
have no... Okay.
And, yeah. here's another way they make their money back. How many times did you... buy Skyrim or GTA
GTA. Yeah, I'm down with Skyrim. Is not look, for me, but GTA.
Skyrim
I'm
is. I've got it on like every
well, no,
console
just,
I have
that's
right
that's
now.
Exactly. Look at he's bought it in every
no,
console.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I have
money.
No problem with that.
I agree with you. Look, the game developers in 2018 are trying to make great games. Okay, if I'm a game developer in 2018, I don't want to make a game that sucks. Like, think about it, Brian. If you were developing a game right now, you wouldn't want to develop a game that sucks. You want to develop a game that's the fucking greatest game in the history of video games.
GTA 5.
That's what you want to develop.
GTA 5 is on point there.
Right.
Not only do you want to develop that game, so many updates, right?
Yeah. Yeah. GTA 5 is the best.
Not only do you want to develop the greatest game in the history of video games.
You're talking about GTA 5.
But you want to get paid for doing
it. I'm not debating that. But what I'm saying is how would you like it?
Constantly.
You're playing a game.
Free updates.
For
GTA 5
long time,
is the fucking
some
model,
kid comes along,
yeah,
rich kid.
Fantastic.
He pays $200 and now he's already better than you. Yeah, so all that work you put into it is now
okay.
Nothing. And it means shit.
But if you're not that rich kid, I get it. Okay? If you're but, if
the whole
yeah, that's pretty much 90% of the world.
Here's the thing. But you're looking at it from the perspective of the gamer. You need to look at it from the perspective of the developer.
Yeah,
the developer
you don't have to be,
is like,
again,
for GTA 5, you don't have to be the rich kid. If you keep grinding, you're good. just on the game, you're good.
Some rich kid that wants to give me four times the price of the game just so he can think he's better? Fuck yeah, dude. Give me that money, dude.
So I'm going to leave this conversation now because Grand Theft Auto 5 is the best game that's ever come out on PlayStation 4, and they'll never top that.
Well, until Red Dead
But
comes
that's the
out.
Same studio, so maybe, but for right now, that's the best game that's ever come out on the system.
How many of those DLC have they released for GTA?
Over and over and over.
Free.
Monthly, monthly, free. Every month.
I mean,
twice
even like,
a month
like,
sometimes. I mean, really, dude, really? Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
The Witcher 3, they released a whole other free game. It's, you know, on top of what they had, and plus a paid DLC, it was amazing.
I gotta say, the best value I've ever got off of a game ever, and I was on with Intellivision Atari, is Grand Theft Auto 5 is the greatest game I've ever played.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
the greatest value I've ever seen.
But you make my point.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. But here's my point. And GTA is a perfect example of it. Because
it's a great game.
Sal.
It's perfect.
What? No, it's a great game. Sal, Sean, Brian, me. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think anybody in this room right now has ever bought a shark card.
No.
Nope.
But guess what? Fucking GTA made like top 10 money in development. Last year on shark cards.
But you don't need to buy.
So that's why that fuck. No, you don't need to. But my point is, there's people that are doing it. And that's why the game is so fucking great. Because people are still spending money. 6 years after the release of the original game, people are still spending
money. God, has it been that long?
Let them do it.
Dude, I'm all for you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
My point is, there are still people willing to spend $20, $40, $80, $100 to buy a shark card, and that's why GTA 5
can still develop and still can put money towards
the game because they have money coming in. If there was nobody buying
shark cards, guess what?
Yeah. GTA 5 would have fucking died 5 years ago.
Well, you're right, but it's all like 8-year-old, 10-year-old kids getting money from their parents putting those shark cards in.
But they don't give a shit.
Well, that's great.
And you know what? They shouldn't give a shit.
No, that's great.
If you're a fucking parent and you let your kid spend $100 on GTA,
right?
Then fuck you.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I mean, I spend some on the baseball game. I don't spend a ton.
I'll go on fucking record right now. MLB The Show 17. Uh-huh. I probably shelled out at least $700. I'm gonna fucking go on record. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm probably not that
between high. Buying the game and buying packs and buying stubs and all. I gave at least $700. But let me tell you something. It's fucking that game has been out for almost 12 months.
Oh, it's a great game.
And guess what? I'm still fucking playing.
Oh yeah, me too.
And you know what? I am not a fucking ashamed about spending the money.
No, me
and
too.
I don't care because
me
you
too.
Know
when
what?
I'm playing, and
I
then,
can still buy 2018
but you know what?
Version
and the new game's coming out this month, and I'm playing just to brush up. I'm ready to fucking roll online.
Here's the thing, though.
You know what I mean, I'm brushing up.
You haven't gotten the worst of the packs.
Oh, we have.
No, when they start
bronze on top,
locking
common on the bottom
outside of only the packs. Say they have like three different packs. You have the bronze pack, the silver pack, and the gold pack. And the gold one's the special one that gives you extra special cards. Now
it's just a chance, though.
Yeah, so you're playing the game already for a year.
Oh, yeah.
Some nut job fucking wackadoodle from fucking bumfuck nowhere.
Comes out of nowhere. Comes he gets out of the nowhere.
$200. He has all the best cards.
Oh, yeah.
Goes up against you. Yeah. Whoops your ass. Bad. I mean, you've worked for a full year to build up your team.
The great.
Get them to where they're at.
But the great
some
thing.
Some other I, fucking yeah. Yeah, but the, right, but, one but, fucking day. Just you're right. Decimates your team that you've worked so see, fucking
but,
hard
but,
to get
but, to but I hear right. what you I hear what you're saying, but the best players in the game. They don't. They like you get diamonds, right? You like I want to get diamonds. I want to get all these great players. No, you want to get all these diamonds, but the best players in the game, they don't play with diamonds.
Yep.
They come and play with silvers, and they beat your diamond team.
And here's
and
the
they
other,
beat your ass.
Here's
with,
the
with,
other
with garbage players. They beat you.
Here's the other story.
That's when you're really good,
Sal. Okay, I'm gonna stop here because we've been talking this. I don't know how long we've been fucking talking about this, but we've probably been talking about this for
long
a good hour.
Fucking time.
Sal, Samson's gonna be
we're
pissed.
Pushing on 3 hours.
Yes, Samson's gonna be pissed. I don't know what he's gonna do with this, but here's my point. I'm just gonna leave it at this.
Fuck you, Samson.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it at this.
Anal AIDS,
Samson, or Sal. Okay, Sal, if you open a burger shop. Okay, a hamburger shop, simple fucking hamburger shop. Okay, and you charge $3.99 for your hamburgers. Okay, and I, 6 months after you've opened and you've sold thousands of fucking cheeseburgers at $3.99, I walk into your store and say, you know what? I fucking love your cheeseburgers. So not only am I willing to pay you $3.99 for a cheeseburger. God damn it, I'm willing to pay you $5.99 for a cheeseburger. Are you, as a business owner, not as a good Samaritan, not as a video game enthusiast, not as a hamburger enthusiast, as a business owner, are you going to tell me, the guy that's willing to give you $6 for a hamburger, that you charge $4 for a hamburger? Are you going to tell me no?
And here's what I'm going to do to you. Okay, and this is what the companies are doing now. I sell, yes, sir, I will sell you a hamburger. I give you your burger. Give me your $6.99 or whatever. Guess what? Your burger is only a bun and a fucking a piece of meat. You're not going to get the lettuce. You're not going to get the pickles. You're not going to get the mustard or the mayo or cheese or anything else. That's the burger I'm giving you for that price. Are you going to be pissed off? As a consumer.
The simple answer is yes.
And that's what they're doing.
The more, and I think this is game by game, because I don't believe that that's happening.
That's how it's working.
In all games.
In all games.
With all if, the if games you, with if the you loot can box go systems. Onto,
if you can go, you can find this on the internet, but a lot of people go on to like the PlayStation 4 or the games they buy on for PC, and they analyze all the data that's in there. All the DLCs that are going to be released throughout the year, they're already on the disc. So there are your pickles, there are your mustard, there are your lettuce. People are already finding it on the disc. It just needs to be unlocked. So here's your two buns and piece of meat. Give me extra money for the extra condiments.
I would say it's an interesting conversation because it's a question of are you willing to spend $80 for a game? Are you willing to spend $100 for a game? Because, back to the original premise of game prices are $60 and have been $60 for a long time.
Yeah, well, let's keep using that restaurant analogy. Okay, say you've already bought that burger and you're saying, okay, shit, well, I got the burger now. And another person comes over and say he orders his burger. Okay, he's going to buy his burger, but he's going to pay X amount of money to get to, well, let's do it this way. Both of them have the basic burgers. You can achieve the other condiments. Say you work at it a little bit. Second person that comes in, he buys the same burger, but he's able to put up everything else right off the bat. Here's like $200 extra. Now, can I get a whole burger? Okay, sure. You can get the whole burger. The other guy who's working hard for the burger doesn't have that extra money. Yeah, the other guy's going to be enjoying more of the game that's going to be locked out for you.
I don't disagree. I'm going to leave it at this. I'm going to go out and have a beer and maybe smoke some pot and, I don't know, fuck off. But here's what I'm going to leave it at.
Sounds like a good time.
Let's leave it at this. This is what I'm going to say to you. I agree with you. I do. But here's what I would say. Time to grind in a video game equals money. So if you, Sal, are willing to put in 12 hours working a video game, trying to work that video game and try to get every benefit out of that video game that you can for 12 hours straight, okay? If I'm not willing to spend $12 or 12 hours, not $12, if I'm not willing to spend 12 hours and I'm willing to say, you know what? I don't want to spend 12 hours. Here's my $20 or here's my $40.
And that's completely fine. But if it's a competitive game where you putting in the time to grind out certain cards that are quickly achievable by just buying shit, you're already paying in more to the game than what you already first paid off. The initial $60, you're not going to get the full game. But somebody who pays more than $60 is going to get the full game
and
initially.
And there it is. Jack?
There's the conundrum.
That is the question. And I am going to leave StrengthCast. StrengthCast, episode 100. This is Baffle99 from OffTheRailsPodcast.com signing off. Bubba has left. OG Tay has left. Everybody has left.
I'm going to
left. Given, with Samson, we've given you arch. Like 17 hours of content. Enjoy.
Drop that mic.
Hang on a second. Here, let me check. Let me check how long it's been since.
How am I gonna drive home? That's my fault. God damn it, that's my fault.
It's been like a little over 2 hours since we've been confirmed recording.
It's been a while.
That being said, though.
You're getting wet everywhere.
What the fuck? Also, there are still tons of people here. We've just been playing Overcooked.
God, you guys are still playing that? You haven't killed each other yet?
No, we haven't. Drop the mic. Me on multiple channels. Whoa!
Oh, damn, dude. Double
microphone. Mic number one. Mic number two. Mic number three. No. And just when you thought it couldn't get crazier, guess what, motherfucker?
Oh, fuck, I almost knocked that over.
Triple mic, sons of bitches. You like this shit? You ever want to see what it looks like when you have three mics in your face? Like this? That's what it sounds like when three mics drop. Everybody do your Germans. Can't keep my dick in my pants. Oh, God, this fucking mic smells like shit. Oh, this was... There's a lot of yelling going on in the other room. Here, let's go take the mobile recorder thingy.
Out fucking and loot boxes and craft beer and anything else your heart could imagine, but we've come to the end, Brian. This is the end. This is the end of the 100th episode of StrengthCast. It is sad,
yeah.
But it's happy in the same breath. By the way, your mic stand broke, by the way. I just want you to know that.
No, it's broken?
It's broken, by the way. Yes. There's a mic. The mic you have, in fact, I think, is the one that was on that mic stand, but is no longer able to take a mic, by the way.
It happens.
So, but thank you. Know, I'm,
joke's
I'm,
on you. They were never on to begin with.
It's very gratifying to be on your 100th episode. I can honestly say Off the Rails Podcast would not be Off the Rails podcast without Strength Cast. So that, for that, we thank you.
It's at this point, it's over 300 hours of audio.
That is a lot.
That's a nice little banked amount of audio you got there.
And
just one episode. The 100th episode is 300 hours.
And still going strong.
Yes, and still going.
Still going. I do not.
Will it end? Who knows?
I do not.
I'm going to put these headphones on and see if they're still working. Let's see. Hold on.
He's got some wires to get
through. Tell me if you can hear this. Herpes.
God damn if they don't still work.
Yeah. Ah.
They still work.
I still hear you. I hear all of you.
They're I'm sorry.
Plugged in, so. It's recording.
It's as if you're in my ear. This is fucking insane.
I mean, wow. It's been 100 episodes and I don't know what to say.
It's you know,
here's to 100
so
more.
Much. Yeah, 100 more.
I think you and I have a perspective on podcasting because we both.
Damn, 100 is a fucking
100 is
huge
a lot.
Number.
100 is a lot of episodes. It's a lot of episodes. I believe that Off the Rails, I believe we are probably at about 60, between 60 and 70 episodes. So we haven't quite gotten to 100, but I know, and I'm speaking strictly from our perspective, it is a labor of love.
Absolutely.
It is a lot of work.
Yep.
And I can only imagine the amount of work that you have put into 100 episodes of Strength Cast. And look, let's just be completely honest. You've had 100 episodes of Strength Cast. I have not listened to 99 of them. I've listened to probably, I'll be honest.
Wait, only listened to 13?
No, I've listened to more than 13. I've listened to a majority, but I have not listened to all 100. But I know from dealing with Off the Rails podcast, the amount of time, the amount of effort, the amount of blood and sweat and tears that you, Samson, have put into your podcast. All I can say is congratulations, because 100 episodes is a huge accomplishment.
I mean, thank you, Mr. Noah Musser. 200 to 300 hours of episodes of the 100.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
And that makes that would mean that I have edited way over 300 hours. Oh, Jesus Christ. I've listened to 400 or 500 hours of this shit.
And you've just like any podcast, for anybody out there who is even remotely thinking about starting a podcast, first thing I would say is absolutely 100% go for it.
And just do it.
It's the greatest thing. Just do it. But I will say, and I'll tell you, and I think Samson will 100% agree with me, it is a ton of work.
It is.
It's a lot of work. But you do it because you love it.
If you
want
love it.
To put out something that somebody, in it, whether it's one or 100 or 1,000 people, will enjoy. And that's why you do it. And that's why we do Off the Rails. That's why you do Strength Cast.
Yeah, I mean, even if one or two people say, hey, I love your show. I love that you guys say what you feel. That's more than enough. It's just because we were doing it because we wanted to. We wanted to do it. That's why we were doing it. So then we had a few people saying, hey, you know, we love what you do. And I agree with you on these points, but I disagree with you on this, and started some discussions. That's what you're doing it for.
Yeah.
If you can get a few people that want to discuss what you're talking about, people that you've never met before that are in a different fucking country.
Yep.
A different fucking time zone.
Yep.
That say, hey, I fucking love your show, but hey, I disagree with you on this point, then you're just fucking like, holy shit, somebody listens to our shit.
That's what
different
you want.
Time zone.
You know, in all honesty, that's what you want. You want somebody, you would rather have, or I would rather have somebody email or respond or correspond to my show telling me that I'm full of shit than to have somebody like email me or correspond with me, tell me how great my honestly,
yeah,
I want the interaction of somebody who has a different opinion, because that sparks the conversation, that continues the conversation, that continues your podcast. If you know there's two things that comes to podcasting, and like I said, this is your 100th episode. We're off the rails, we're probably about 70 episodes in. But the bottom line is, we do it because we love it. If nobody listens to our show, at the end of the day, that's okay. I mean, when you record a podcast, you can't expect anybody to listen. You have to just do the best you can, put out something that you enjoy doing, because that ultimately is what it's about. I mean, unless you're Adam Carolla, unless you're Joe Rogan, unless you're somebody who's broadcasting to hundreds of thousands of people, the end of the day, you're broadcasting strictly to enjoy it, have fun, and maybe make 10, 20, 50, 100 people happy and enjoy what you're saying. So just enjoy it. And that's what we try to do. And I would imagine that's what you try to do. And so again, it's a labor of love. I congratulate StrengthCast on 100 episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. It is all about loving what you do. And just...
Brian is mesmerized, man. He doesn't know what to say right
now.
He's like...
Brian,
I'm speechless.
He's like, he doesn't know what to say. But he is going to start his own podcast, Talking Diablo. Talking Diablo, which is what StrengthCast was when it originally started. And now it's going to be Brian's podcast.
Is that who play Diablo? You don't play Diablo anymore.
He loves Diablo.
I've been
Diablo.
Playing Seasons, yeah.
He loves it.
Oh, he plays Seasons.
Yeah, Seasons is great because, you know, everything's like a hell of a lot quicker and doesn't take the grinding as it does with normal.
Yeah, I can see that. I've been playing Seasons on Hearthstone, which is sort of the opposite of that. It is a fucking huge grind.
That's why we play video games, though.
But Hearthstone, I've reached rank 3 in Hearthstone, and it's really hard.
Oh my god, you've been playing it that much lately?
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's hard. I'm trying to get Legend. I mean, I'm fucking 2 away from Legend, so it's rough.
Yeah, I played 2 games of Hearthstone, and I'm out. But yeah, that's a lot of playing.
To give you an idea, my paladin has well over 800 wins in ranked.
Oh my god,
is that similar to earning the Reggie Jackson diamond card in MLB The Show 18? Is that similar? Because I can't speak Hearthstone or Diablo, but
say,
I can.
Yeah, it's
but
up
I'm
there.
All about MLB
have,
The Show, so I'm assuming it's similar.
I have about 3,000 wins in that game.
Ugh.
In Hearthstone,
I had about 20 losses, and then I just
game.
Gave up.
It's yep. a card game, right?
On mobile.
Mobile. Yeah, yeah no, yeah. no, yeah. I actually have played Hearthstone. Mm. I'm not very good at it. I clearly don't have a good deck.
I can play.
You build up a deck, right?
I'm gonna tell you what.
Yeah,
After this, I'll play one game just so you can see what it's like at beyond rank 5. It's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, I'm kind of curious. Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah.
Beyond
like.
Beyond rank 5 in Hearthstone is fucking stupid.
Yeah, I can pretty much guarantee you that I will not.
To
stay.
Give you,
I will not.
To give
stick
you an idea,
yeah, you and me both, man. You and me both.
Hearthstone starts at rank 25, and you work your way down to 1, and if you can get past 1, you get to Legend, and
you're Legend.
No, I have not been Legend.
Well, you're not Legend.
I've only been as close as rank 3.
Rank 3.
Three.
Okay. Damn. Well, I have maxed out in MLB The Show 17. I'm at 100, which is the max.
Cool.
Well, it's not that hard though. It really is not.
Oh, I've never.
Well, it's hard, but it's a grind. It's a grind.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. It's an accomplishment. Let's just.
Oh, I'm happy, dude. Let me tell you something. It's the only game I play. To be honest, I mean, I play
it's
a few
like
other games.
We've hit 100 episodes.
It's MLB, a sign, man. It's a sign.
MLB The Show is my Diablo. It is my Final Fantasy. It is the game that I play 99% of the time. And I love it.
When
MLB
kid,
The Show 18 is coming, and shout out to MLB The Show 18.
When I was a kid in the 90s, I was playing, it was on NES.
Baseball Stars.
Yeah, All
Stars. Oh, that
baseball,
game was awesome.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Where you were a manager, you could make your own team.
Yeah. That game was awesome. Dude, game was the shit.
That
baseball
was my
Stars.
Shit.
I mean, look, I've been playing video games since I was young, before you fucking whippersnappers were even born. And I can tell you right now, that's a true statement. I can tell you right now, Baseball
no,
Stars.
Fuck around. This guy's like.
Dude, Baseball Stars.
I'm trying to be serious right now. You're 45.
Yeah, you're almost 46. I just turned 46. And let me tell you, Baseball Stars was the shit. Like
it was
the shit.
What's up, Bo?
What's up, Bo? Hey.
Bo, you want a mic?
Baseball Stars, you're a fan, right?
No idea.
No idea. All right.
At least he's honest.
Here's the thing. I played Baseball Stars. Let me tell you something.
I'm gonna set up.
So the NES, if everybody's familiar with the NES, you played the NES, and it was the first system that had battery backup. And what I mean by battery backup is the cartridge,
little watch battery.
The cartridge had a battery built into the cartridge that you could actually save content, whether it be where you were in the game or statistics. And so, for a game like Baseball Stars,
so you could
that
keep your
battery
new,
back, you could
your
keep
New
your,
England silly nanny.
You could keep your dude. I built two teams in Baseball Stars. I built a team of wrestlers. And yes, I said wrestlers, not wrestlers.
Wrestling. Let's go wrestling.
It means Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, a Honky Tonk Man, all the like. I built a baseball team with all those guys. All
right, so this motherfucker's fucking WWF.
Oh, I'm old school. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I also.
Not WWE, motherfuckers.
Oh, no.
WWF.
And I also built a squad of all rappers. So I had a squad with Ice-T, Mike D. I had a squad. Flavor Flav was on my team.
50 Cent.
No, 50 Cent. That's way
Snoop
later.
Dogg.
No, Snoop Dogg was Easy on my
Eat?
Team.
Yeah.
Easy Eat was on my team. Chuck D was a pitcher on my team.
Damn.
And here's the thing. This is the one thing I remember about Baseball Stars. So Baseball Stars was one of the first games that had a battery backup. It would save your data. Okay? But here's the rub. That fucking battery would wear out, just like any battery. Baseball Stars in my life is the first game in the history of gaming that I actually had to go buy a second copy of because I ran the battery out.
Damn.
I played the original copy of Baseball Stars I had so much that the battery would no longer save, and I literally had to go out and buy another version of it so I could save my shit.
I just want to point out.
That's how fucking old I am.
Yeah,
how OG I am.
Not only old and OG, but that's how much of a fucking gamer you are.
Let me tell you something. Now, look, contrary to popular belief, I don't play Diablo. I'm just not into those type of games.
You got your Rocket League.
I am
and your
the sports
fantasy
gamer
football.
When it comes to
Rocket
and
League's
your FIFA,
awesome.
Dude. Madden, FIFA, MLB The Show, Baseball.
It's starting
Stars.
To. Brain.
Absolutely. Dude, I've bought I have bought every version in this. You can call me what you want, Homer, whatever. I have bought every edition of Madden since the fucking beginning of time. Whether it was on the NES, the
Boom!
Sega,
tough acting, place, and acting.
I've bought every single I've bought every single version. I'm not proud of it. I'm not gonna
Do you still have them all? You have like the whole collection still, or have you sold some?
No, I don't have all of them.
Man.
I don't have all of them. I don't have, but I have most of them.
Oh, that'd be
awesome.
Okay.
And I have them. And next year, And this year I played Madden and I barely played it. And you know what? Next year when the new one comes out, I will buy it. It's almost like Pavlov's dog. When Madden comes out, I pay my money and I buy it. It's as simple as
it's
that.
It's just your thing. It's what you like.
It's what I enjoy.
I'm like that with every Blizzard game.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And that's the beauty of gaming. That's the beauty of it. Like I'm not into the Blizzard games. Like, I've never played Warcraft or Starcraft or any of them.
I am very impressed that you even know those names. That is impressive.
Yeah. Dude, I don't, like I said, I'm just not into those games.
That was completely accurate.
But I understand, said, and I can appreciate somebody that is, because I am into Madden. I'm into, like, I pre-ordered MLB The Show 18 in fucking December. Okay. Like,
say no more.
I'll pre-order MLB The Show 19 in fucking December when the next one. Like, I don't even care what it's going to be in it. I'm going to pre-order.
This is one of the things that we're going to eventually talk about on Off the Rails, but I used to be crazy into sports games. Oh, and I played all the Maddens probably up to 2000. And baseball games and the one we were just talking about was fucking amazing. Making your own teams. In the real world, I played baseball from T-ball all the way through fast pitch and hardball. So I played literally 7 years in the real world of baseball.
Absolutely. Yeah. No,
and
absolutely.
During that time, I loved video games that were based in baseball. And now I don't play any sports I'm not into those games, but I can completely understand that people are into those games.
What Samson and I need to do is we need to do
a showdown.
Not a showdown, and a lot of you young folks that fucking listen aren't going to understand this reference, but like Good Times, or no, not Good Times, what's the fucking name of that show? All in the Family. Okay, look it up. Put that in your fucking Google machine. All in the Family had a show, and then they had another show called Archie's Place. It was called a fucking spinoff. Right? It's a show, and then there's a spinoff, and there's another show that's kind of loosely based on it, right? So Off the Rails podcast and Strengthcast podcast, we need to have a fucking spinoff. And that spinoff needs to be some sort of show where Samson goes back to his roots and plays like fucking Madden. Right?
Jesus.
Old school shit.
Right. Old school. Right. But... And then I, Noah, go back and I fucking play like Doom or fucking Warcraft or some shit.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Right? So
and then we report. Oh. And then the podcast is you and I coming back and talking to each other about our experience in these games that neither one of us has a fucking clue. Like, I don't fucking know.
I don't know
Doom from Warcraft, from Starcraft, from Overwatch,
tell you right now.
To fucking PUBG, to any of that bullshit.
Let's do it.
I don't know, and you probably don't know the difference between Madden and Super Mega Baseball and MLB. Like, well, you know the difference because they're titles. But my point is, let's do something where we spin off and we talk about it.
We can go back, and I think have you ever played NBA Jam?
Oh, NBA Jam back in the day, sure.
That was my shit, dude.
That was a good game.
He's on fire.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
No, absolutely.
Fucking shattering the backboard and shit.
Absolutely.
That was
the
shit.
NBA Jam was a fucking good game. We just went to Retro City Fest, and there was fucking, it was the greatest fucking thing ever. So there's a fucking NBA, this is completely off the rails. This is not what we're talking about. Okay. So we went, and there was a fucking NBA Jam machine.
Mm-hmm.
At this Retro City Fest.
He's
Retro
on
City
fire.
Fest is like a big, huge, is a convention hall at Pomona Fairgrounds. And it's all the old video games. Any video game you could think of from the old school was there. Okay? Anything. Now, I'm not joking.
Damn,
like,
that would have been, oh.
It was there.
I never would have left.
And so, no, it was, dude, we had a great time. And you should go back and listen to our archives, offtherailspodcast.com. Go listen. Okay. I've plugged it enough. Okay. So, we were there, and there was an NBA Jam machine And there was these two fucking brothers who we love. We met them. We talked to them. We love them. They do retro gaming. They actually have a Twitch feed, retro gaming. I don't know their Twitch feed, but they're retro gaming. They're lovely guys. We love them. They're the best. So they were playing NBA Jam, and there was this fucking Dance Revolution game right next to the NBA Jam game, okay? Which, but you're laughing already.
I know where this is going.
And I haven't even said anything, and you're laughing, right? But so off the rails, we're like off to the side, and we're watching this Dance Revolution game, and this guy just gets on this Dance Revolution game, right? He's probably 35, 40 years old, white guy, as white as you could ever imagine. He's as milquetoast as they come. Like think of your most stereotypical white guy from the movies or from TV, and that's this guy.
So that guy.
Yeah, Brian.
Whiter
Brian,
than me.
Brian. Yeah. Brian is exactly the kind of person I'm talking about. So Brian gets on the Dance Revolution machine, and he starts fucking busting a move, dude. Like,
I listened to that episode.
Dude, this guy was fucking phenomenal on Dance Revolution, right? And the best part, so you got a picture. So me and Sean and Bubba, Off the Rails Podcast, we're off to like the left watching this guy. Who's like as lily white as they come. We're watching him do this Dance Revolution. And then next to him, to the right of him, is an NBA Jam machine. And these two brothers are watching him, and they are fucking tripping out, dude. They're like, what is this white boy doing, dude? Like, what is going on? This guy was fucking amazing, dude. Like, I don't know that much about Dance Revolution. Like, I would never play it. It seems very femme to me.
I've tried it. It's interesting. I'm not good at it. I mean, I got no dance rhythm at all. But I've seen people that are good at it, and when you watch people that are, like, really good, you're just like, holy shit.
Yeah, Brian. Okay, so So let's think about this. Let me paint a picture for you, okay? So Dance Revolution... It's a two-player game, or it can be a two-player game. So yeah. There's a set of pads here, and then there's another set of pads to the, like, there's two sets of pads so you can play dual action, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this motherfucker was playing both pads.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes, he was playing both pads and scoring points. Whoa. And again, we interviewed him, and you can listen to the interview. But we interviewed him, and apparently, and how would I know this? Apparently, as a one player, you can play both pads and set it up so that instead of just playing four pads, you have all eight pads as a one-player game.
Damn.
And this motherfucker was going off.
Holy shit. That would be... Wow.
He was going off, and these brothers playing NBA Jam were fucking... just tripping the fuck out. Like, they didn't know what the fuck was happening. And you can see it. They were looking at him like, this motherfucking white boy, what's going on over here? And that's exactly what I was saying. I'm like, what? And that's why we interviewed him and we talked to him. And you know what? He was cool as fuck. We talked to him. He was a cool guy. He was a little bit drunk. He had a couple margaritas. But you could tell he was like, he was just having a good time. He didn't care. He was having a good time.
That is awesome.
Samson just handed me. What is this thing that he handed me? Do I got to turn this? What do I got?
No, you just suck.
Just suck. Okay.
And it'll start blinking. The tip will start blinking when it's ready to stop.
Oh, fuck.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you saw in the news that guy from King of Kong got a... He lost his title.
Yeah, I saw that.
He lost his title for cheating.
Yeah,
Do you guys cover that?
Well,
we got to wait till Noah's done dying over here.
What the fuck? All right. The funny thing is we interviewed fucking A, dude. Wow. I believe I hit this earlier, but it was not this harsh. We interviewed Billy Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to him, but this was before all of the controversy.
Oh, okay.
And to be honest with you, Sal, Billy Mitchell's got a fucking great hair.
Dude, right?
I was like, look at it. He looks like the lost Bee Gee.
He does.
we went into that interview with a lot of great ideas to kind of clown him.
Uh-huh.
I'll be honest. And it, the minute you meet him, it's very hard to clown him because of his hair.
Cool guy.
And you know, yeah, and that's the truth. He was really gracious. He was nice enough to chat with us and talk to us. And you know, a lot of people didn't have to do that. They could have, you know, look, he is at best a ZDE celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but nonetheless. He could have easily said, no, sorry, guys, we're not going to do an interview. Totally couldn't have been opposite. He sat, talked to us for a good 15 minutes. We got a great interview with him. He was very gracious. And, yeah, it was before all the controversy. But to be honest with you, with his hairdo, which was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, dude, he got to coif.
His hair is like, yeah.
His hair is amazing. And you say that it's amazing, and then you're in his presence, and it's even more amazing. Like you go, whoa, and you're just like, lost.
It's like, oh my god, this guy is so staying alive.
Yeah, no, you just get lost in that coif, and you're like, whoa, I can't say anything rude to you because your fucking hair is amazing.
Yeah, we saw him at the Arcade Expo, and there was like all kinds of people crowding him, dude. It was like. The hell's that? And then they told us. I was like, okay.
Dude, he's something else, man. He's, you know, God bless him. He's got a gimmick and he sticks to it.
He had an amazing suit too. It was like a like a navy blue suit, and the fucking he had a tie that was a Star Spangled Banner, dude.
Oh, wow.
Here's the funny thing. So we went to Retro City Fest, which was a Retro City gaming convention, and Billy was at the convention. Mm-hmm. And so when we walked, so we got there probably, I want to say we got there like 3 hours into the convention. Like we didn't show up right when the doors opened. We got there.
Full swing.
Yeah, it was rolling. And so we walked in, and when we walked in, we saw Billy, and he was wearing like a navy blue suit, you know, a white shirt. Mm-hmm. It was very simple, but we saw him and I was like, okay, let me go talk to him. I'm not going to interview him right now, but let me just talk to him and say, hey, we'd like to interview. Like, here he is. He's there out in the open. There's no handlers. He's not in a line. There's like, he's just there. So let me go chat with them and just say, hey, man. Hey, Billy, let me introduce myself. We're off the rails. We want to just, at some point today, we want to interview you. And he was like, he couldn't have been cooler. He's like, yeah. He's like, just grab me. He's like, don't feel like you're being rude. Just grab me. If you see me, grab me and I'll do it. I'm like, okay, great. We're going to grab you. From that point until about 5 hours later, when we actually interviewed him, he probably had 10 costume changes. Like the fucking guy was literally, dude, the guy was literally changing suits and changing ties and changing shirts. Like numerous times to the point when we interviewed him, he had gone from like a blue suit and a blue shirt and a tie to a white suit with a fucking like blue shirt and a red, white and blue stripe tie. Like this guy is ultra American.
Did he always walk in and go high fashion?
No, he didn't do that. But he was, like I said, he was something else. And we look. You know, we're a low on the totem pole podcast. So we get Billy Mitchell, we're like, fuck, this is a pull. Like let's enjoy it and try to interview him and do the best we can. And like I said, that hairdo is something else. It's fucking unbelievable.
Oh, man, dude. He saw the Bee Gees and said, fuck yeah.
Exactly. What the fuck is in this?
It's some indica or something.
Vape and dude, goddamn, I feel like I'm fucking 20 again.
Oh, who knows that you could be growing younger because you're suddenly that fucking high. Yeah, like 10 years younger. What the fuck? Yeah. Are you guys going to go to the Arcade Expo this year? I know Bubba missed it last year when we went. We told him, dude, there were some amazing pinballs there.
I don't know. I don't know what that is. I know we were talking.
It's out in the boonies near.
Isn't it in Banning?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one in Benny. You're taking off?
Yeah.
What? Okay. You're leaving?
I'm tired. I have work in the morning.
What? This is the 100th episode. This is only going to come once a year. Like,
you're not even
or once every 100th
and
episode.
And you're tired.
No. But I won't wake up. If I get too drunk and stay up too late, I won't wake up.
Oh, okay. Because like, she'll be dead from alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, I can understand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That'd be, yeah, that would kind of ruin
that's
your day.
That's every day for me. Yeah. So.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so no, I honestly I don't know. I know we're talking about there's been rumblings about going to Lebowski Fest this year.
Oh my god.
So
Lebowski
there's
Fest. I've Lebowski. Never heard of that.
Yeah, everybody
never heard
dressed
of
up
Lebowski
like a,
Fest.
Like Lebowski, dude.
See, oh,
really?
Have you I never, not heard of this?
Yeah,
you
never.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That
yeah, Lebowski
would be
Fest
awesome.
Happens every year, and this year, this is why we're talking about going. Lebowski Fest is usually a 2-day event. There's a like a convention kind of day, usually on Saturday. And then there's a second day, which is usually centered around bowling, obviously.
That would be so cool.
And this year, day two of Lebowski Fest is going to be held at Fountain Bowl, which is literally like 2 miles from here. So that's why we're talking about going to Lebowski Fest, because we are going to go to day two at the bowling alley and try to like secure some interviews, talk to some people, maybe dress up as the dude because, you know, the dude abides and go from
there. Of course.
So that's what we're talking. So we might be there. But as far as Arcade Fest or Retro Arcade Fest, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. We might be there.
Yeah, it's a pinball museum, actually, that has arcade games there.
Yeah, Billy Mitchell will be there.
So how the fuck is Bubba not there? He's like a huge pinball guy and he doesn't go to the arcade museum.
You know, I don't know that I don't know that he's still into pinballs as much. I mean, I think he likes pinball, but I don't think he likes it as much as he liked it 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, look, he's still an enthusiast. He did well when we went, he played and he was definitely the best of the three of us. He had some friends that were there, who are deep in the pinball world. So I'm sure that he's still into it, but she's clearly not as much into it as he was.
Good times.
Everybody's after my sweaty balls.
Yeah. So,
but
there
you
go.
The last time when we went to the arcade expo, we didn't know what to expect, and then we walk into this room and fucking pinballs out the wazoo all the way down another hallway, but it's like way in the fuck out there. Like you're almost.
Where's it at?
Pechanga Casino. Where's that?
Oh, out, yeah.
Up by a riverside somewhere out there.
Out off the by the 15. Out
yeah,
that way.
A little
yeah.
bit further, and you're in Arizona. That's how fucking far away it is.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, come on. When you're in Rome, dude, come on. I'm fucking 45. You can have that.
Smoke.
You're okay.
Peer pressure.
Yes, you can blame it on me, dude. Just blame it on Off the Rails Podcast and listen and download at offtherailspodcast.com. You can reach us at Twitter. We are I'm fucking a shill. We are at Off the Rails Pod at Twitter at Off the Rails Pod. So go there, say hello to us. Sal, please, I know you're high as a Georgia pine. Go ahead and hit that.
I don't think it's going to do anything anymore. It's gone to the threshold.
You need to recharge your batteries.
Okay. So, well, I know this isn't the end of StrengthCast, although that was my initial goal. My initial goal was to end StrengthCast with him, but I know this won't be the end.
We're like fucking cockroaches. You think we're dead or come back?
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be like the 15-day episode, but nonetheless.
I think we're going on like 20 days right now.
Well, this will probably be like episode 101, 102,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I came for episode 100 and I stayed till episode 105. So.
And again, I'd like to point out Samson disappeared again. Now it's his cat. Oh, it's on
yeah,
the
chair. We started talking about like fucking Warcraft and he was like, I'm fucking out of here. He's like, even I'm not that nerdy. I'm out of here.
Yeah, Sam's a player. If you don't
I love
know
that
by
fucking
now.
Shirt, by the way.
Betty Page.
I when I was your age, I had a shirt that size. I had a shirt that, like, just almost exactly like that. I had a shirt. And now I still have it.
You probably did. You probably did.
I still do.
I've
and
had,
it doesn't fit.
I've had this shirt for like 20 years, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
It looks that way. And when you're my age, you'll laugh as much as I'm laughing right now. just,
five more years.
Just know that. You'll know.
Back when I was 40,
you'll pull that shirt out in about 5-6 years, and you'll go, what the fuck was I thinking? But right now, it's beautiful, and that's how I feel when I wore that shirt. Because I literally had that shirt. Like, I'm not even.
I think by the time I'm 45, I'll be wearing those Cuban shirts with the stripes.
I got a couple of those.
Board shorts. I do. Fucking some Vans.
You have to start somewhere, man.
That's my look.
Some fucking Vans. White socks.
You're speaking my language, unfortunately. So there you go. Happy episode 100, cocksuckers.
Woo! Yep.
You fucking nerds. Good night. Good night from Off the Rails Podcast.
Again.
And yeah, again, for a second time.
Probably be back in an hour.
In 6 episodes. No, I'm going home. Fuck off.
You said that an hour ago, and then you came back.
Yeah, well, I mean it now. You know, Brian, I don't fucking you anymore. I don't like you
anymore. I'm just saying.
I remembered your name, and now I don't like you.
You left, and then you came back. That's all I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because I'm drunk.
Don't hate. Oh, okay. That excuses everything.
Well, it excuses this. Whether or not it excuses everything, my wife will be the deciding factor of that, but it does decide this. Good night, cocksucker.
Just get the couch ready. Oh well, I figured. I left Beechwood and said,
you know what? At my age, dude, I prefer the
couch. Well, I left Beechwood and I'm like, well, if I go home now or I go home in an hour, I'm still in trouble. So why would I go home now? I might as well just go and
go all the way.
Some might say you're compounding it, but like,
nah, my wife's been asleep for 2 hours. She's not gonna know what time.
Yeah, he'll wait until tomorrow.
And I will be sitting on the couch. What happened? Did I fuck something up? I just hit your phone. That wasn't me. That was you. That was good fucking.
Let it be known, that was Sal.